There's a lot of people I'll be thanking on this episode of Dave's Gone By, including the engineers I've worked with and some of the folks who've been on the show, but someone that I thank every single week is my beloved and wonderful and terrific wife, Joyce, who is almost never actually on the program. You never hear her, but tonight we're going to make that exception because it is a special occasion. So, Joyce, say hi to the folks.
Hello, everyone.
And let me ask you something. I mean, you were there at the beginning stages of Dave's Gone By when I was first thinking of doing it and bringing it to GBB. What did you think of the idea, really?
Well, since I did conceive of the name of the show, I think the name was a good invention. But I also thought the show was a lot of fun, and it was a vehicle for you to express your creativity.
And rage, yeah.
And rage in a positive way, and you could speak to many people.
Which is true. So what have you thought of it? I mean, you listen as often as you can. I know you teach and you do about 4 zillion different things, but you try and listen pretty often. So I know there's stuff you like, you don't like. What are your thoughts about the show?
Well, I would say over time, I think I've seen a lot of changes on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, I remember the first show when we entered the studio and we saw Paul eating, juggling, getting this and yelling, get out of the studio, get into the studio, disassembling machinery, and then plugging in someone's guitar.
Yeah.
And then you were quite nervous, and you had water in your hanky and several other, like 30 pages of script.
Right,
and Paul's
right.
Like, what's this? I have 5 seconds. Give it to me now. And you had 27 CDs arranged, color-coded, and posted it.
That's right. And people should understand that a lot of times I pre-record shows now where I do the engineering myself, which takes a lot of the burden and the strain off, but back in the beginning, everything was timed to, like, every 5 seconds.
And they had a cat that was quite, not Joey's cat, but another cat that Paul and one of his friends had brought in, and we were holding the cat, and I remember the first thing they said to us was, we think the cat has fleas.
Right. And, you know, we have dogs of our own, so the last, literally, as soon as we came home, we changed our clothes and, like, burned them because we didn't want to get fleas in the house. But it was fun, you know.
It was exciting.
Yeah, and it's still fun for me. I mean, it's still pretty exciting.
I think now, though, you're very much professional. You're more like, in the beginning, it was more nervousness and things wouldn't work right and you were more frustrated and you would scream and yell and... You know,
on the air, too, occasionally. No, not really.
But now it's more, it's finally produced, you have a production system, it's more, you know, the rough edges are off, it's more of a
it has its
show.
Own central nervous system, basically. But I'm still trying to get you to like Saul Solomon. Why don't you like the rabbi?
I find it anti-Semitic.
Wow.
Misogynistic.
Well, yeah.
If you could be ageist, sexist, or also probably very homophobic.
Yeah, I think the rabbi is sometimes all of these things and more.
It's an offensive caricature of a rabbi.
Yeah.
Yes?
Well, we can't end the interview on that note. So
I would say that I'm very proud of you and that you've come a long way and that you've had many people who I didn't completely understand the famousness of them. A lot of famous people were
sure.
On the show. I mean, the Neil Sinatra is a big...
I wouldn't call him a big fan, but
I mean, a big, you know. And that you were on Dr. Demento, who was your childhood, boyhood hero.
That's true.
And the Neil Innes, right? And
yes.
You had many Broadway people, and other Broadway people want to get on your show.
That's true.
You've been recognized by every mailman in our local district. the cable show with Joe.
That's right. I did a cable video thing. That's with Joe Salzone. I forgot to mention
and
that.
And the most exciting part, you had the man who does his own video show on.
Oh, yes. Let's make a video. Are we crazy or what? You know.
And the guy who does the peanut butter sandwich.
Oh, Art Paul Schlosser. That was yeah. Do you have one memory or one thing that you remember most or like most?
I would say probably everything. I mean, I do think...
Oh, yeah, thanks. My wife, ladies and gentlemen.
No, but I was shocked when you had on the mother, Mama Ingalls, and she talked about making pee-pee in the river. That I thought was a little bit, you know...
It wasn't her. It was the little children on Little House on the Prairie.
Pee-pee in the river.
I kind of like that one for some reason.
I think they all were great. I particularly like the interviews, but I can't particularly place one as being the greatest one. I mean, the famous ones people like, but, you know, my favorite all-time sketch was the one about Halloween with putting the candy and poisoning the apples.
Right. That was on our first Halloween show, that's right.
I enjoyed that.
Pre-tampered yummies.
And I should also say for your father, he loves the one of the Professor Hootenanny who fixes the...
Yes. It talks about cork.
Yes, yes.
In a very interesting way, yeah.
The punning, I know that is a bit popular thing. But I think you're a very clever interviewer and you're enjoyable.
Well.
And you've become way more GQ David.
Well, thank you very much. It's Dave. It's David to you, but it's Dave to the rest of the world, which owns me now. After the 100th show, I belong to the world. Unfortunately, now the world is controlled by George Bush, so, you know, I want it back.
Yes, and we're actually taping this interview from a bunker in our basement, where we're making passports to flee the country.
That's right.
And both our puppies will be dressed in bonnets and be very ugly babies, so we can get them out without rabies quarantine.
But, you know, wherever we go, as long as I have you, I think I'll be okay.
That's very sweet, honey. And I'll give you the check after the interview.
Ladies and gentlemen, my wife, Joyce.